Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
NFL fans are becoming more vicious than the violent sport they follow. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. It seems like this is an unprecedented year for injuries in the National Football League. Every week, teams are losing key players, many of them for the season. Teams like Atlanta, Dallas, New England, the Giants, and the Jets. And while some of them remain week to week and day by day, many have been devastating enough to send players to the season-ending injured reserve list. Still, the most vicious activity has come off the field, where in Houston, fans have harassed their starting quarterback in person and then cheered when he went down with an ankle injury. And in Cleveland, where one fan posted the starting quarterback's job on Craigslist. Whatever happened to loyalty and keeping the bitching to the water cooler and an occasional talk show rant? Matt Schaub, the Virginia graduate and starter over UNC's T.J. Yates, has been in a race all season with Eli Manning for who can throw the most pick-six interceptions. Schaub has led the once lowly Texans toward the playoffs for two straight years, while Peyton's younger brother already has two Super Bowl rings with the Giants. But according to the critics, don't tell me what you did for me yesterday. Some Texan fans began the revolt against Schaub by publicly burning his number 8 jersey in the parking lot outside of Reliance Stadium and then driving by his house and berating him through the windows. And when he left the game with an injury in last week's home wipeout to the Rams, hundreds of fans cheered in a disgraceful show of bad sportsmanship. Since then, dozens of NFL players have come to Schaub's defense, as they should have for the Boris gestures. In Cleveland, which hasn't had the recent success of even the Texans, frustration is deep-seated. The team has had 19 different starting quarterbacks in the last 22 seasons. So after the latest starter, Brandon Whedon, contributed to his team's latest loss with an ill-advised interception, one enterprising fan posted Whedon's job on the local Craigslist website. That's funnier than the crude cheer that went up in Houston, but no less mean than driving to a football player's home. Fans pay a lot of money for tickets and obviously grow very passionate about their teams. But cheering for injuries, harassing a player at his home, and advertising his job on the internet is a little much, don't you think? This is Archansky. See ya.